T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Wednesday morning, an overcast, somewhat drizzly day of rain out there throughout the course of the Delaware Valley, but great to be with you for the next 4 hours. We've got a lot to hit today. We've got a lot to talk about today. Of course, the Flyers with another frustrating game last night, the overtime loss in Dallas. Now, they get a point, but it's not two. Sixers tonight back at it versus the Knicks. Flyers playing tonight as well. Philly's opening day, as you just heard. I like how we have these little countdowns. John, Jordan Cameron, John Ritchie, there. One day to opening day. I'm a fan of the countdown. And, of course, the Eagles with the owners' meetings and more coming out of commentary. As some of the notables have talked, we'll talk about it all and do so with you on the phones. 888-729-9494. John Ritchie, Jordan Cameron, Ritchie Rich.
Pinocchio means pine eyes.
What is pine eyes?
Pine, you know, like the wood.
Oh, interesting.
So I guess it makes sense. I mean, he was a puppet, probably made from pine.
Okay.
Pinocchio.
Interesting. Would not have known that.
High nice.
Yeah. Now, are you lying?
No, not at all.
You're telling the truth on this one. Yeah.
It's good work by you
there.
What
do you mean?
Because Pinocchio, lying, get it?
Come on, Richie.
Come
Joe,
on.
But listen.
Come on.
Joe, I actually thought Joe was.
No.
I really thought he was wondering. Yesterday, when we were flying back, Joe had no idea what crap head meant. He thought I was lying about that.
I never heard the phrase.
Now I'm so taken aback. You couldn't figure out what crap head meant.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
Well, that's the but I mean, you can deduce.
Well, yeah.
You know what both segments of the word mean.
All right.
But you said you had no idea.
I didn't know where you were going with that. I didn't know what was going on. Sorry to get one past you here
so
on Pinocchio.
Crazy.
It is what it is.
Well, that's the thing. Now I'm confused. Now I'm just confused by you.
I like it.
I can't tell what's real and what's not.
I got
not.
You on the ropes. Shout out to Cameron, John Ritchie, 888-729-9494. Our big show today. Elton Brand in studio with us at 11 o'clock. We look forward to talking to Elton today at 11 about the 76ers. Sixers also with a new initiative with the minor league team, the G League team. So Elton Brand at 11 o'clock today. 12-1 both times, a chance to win $1,000. Also at 12. You can ask us anything. Ray Dittinger in studio for an hour at 12:45. And time's yours at 1:45. So load up to bear with a lot today. 888-729-9494. Also, an examination. You know, it's an interesting time these days in Philly sports. The Fultz thing, I guess, in many ways, being the last notable opportunity for us as Philadelphia sports fans to sort of react to a unique situation. And I think one thing that stood out, you know, John and I were critical in some ways, John in particular, yesterday of Fultz's play. And so we're still going to have the examination of what we think of individual play. But one thing that stood out about Fultz, and I think is pretty clear since the Super Bowl in particular in the Eagles season, is what I believe, and John, curious your thoughts, but the shift of the Philadelphia sports fan and how, like, Fultz to me, one of the wild things about the Fultz situation, he has received tremendous support.
Tremendous.
Right? I mean, really, phenomenal support, if you will, mm-hmm. from so many 76ers fans, Philadelphia sports fans. And, John, he really has. And it seems to me that, and again, it's not even just since the Super Bowl, although that's the big one, but that Eagles season and how September and October and November, there was such a positive feeling in the air that, my God, we had a serious contending team in town, a winner in town. Then they take it the distance. They do so beating Bill Belichick and Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. And it just seems very clear to me that we as Philadelphia sports fans, and curious what everyone thinks, 888-729-9494, but there's been a shift. I mean, it's happy. It's happy times. Now, look, teams are winning. That helps. But, John, it really does seem to me that there's been a legitimate shift in the way we as Philadelphia sports fans react to circumstances. And the Fultz thing is just, to me, the latest example. I mean, I think the Super Bowl really, truly changed us.
Absolutely, it has. When you look at the way the rest of the country is reacting to Markelle Fultz just flat out not answering questions
right.
about missing time, Everyone else thinks it's a travesty. Everyone else is up in arms. And we're sitting here saying, you know what? I'm happy for him. You know, he's just a kid. I feel sympathetic towards him.
Yep.
It's too bad that they're doing, that they're even asking him about it. I mean, wait a second. That they're even asking him about it? He just missed 60 games.
Yeah.
You know, like, they should be asking him about it. Yet we're okay with the way he dealt with those questions.
Well,
we have in some ways lost our edge as Eagle fans. I mean, discriminating Philadelphia fans of sports, we always had an edge. We always had, you know, we were fair. We took the good with the bad, but we knew what the bad was. Do we recognize that anymore? Because I don't think we do with this Fultz situation. And I too believe that it stems from
the Eagles,
the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But also, let's take it even back. I mean, let's take it back to the process. Like, since when? Like previously, would we have been so patient,
right,
and okay to just sit idly by and watch a team stink?
Well, see, that's the thing. The fact that the Sixers process is working. It's working. It's literally timing
it
up.
Like a charm.
Yeah, I mean, have they won a championship yet? No. Have they played in the NBA Finals yet? No. But do I think they're going to play in the Finals? Do I think they're going to contend for titles? Absolutely. Do I think they're going to win a title? I do. I honestly do. I think Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid together with whatever other combination of players are going to win an NBA championship. I believe that. So, John, I think you're right about that. To go back, I mean, that's about 5 years ago when that all started with the process. The fact that it's coming to fruition, I mean, fruition is not the right word. The fact that it is moving in the direction that it could come to fruition and that we feel really good. I mean, they've won, seven straight games or something? I mean, they're a really good basketball team. I mean, they're a very, very good basketball team right now. And so Eagles, yeah. Sixers, yeah. Phillies, we believe in Kapler. Are they going to make the playoffs? Probably not, but they're going to be fun to watch.
I think they've got a great chance. I think what we're doing is we're suspending our disbelief to some degree.
I agree with that.
We're okay leaving things in the hands of front offices that have worked wonders.
I agree with that, but here's another thing. Look, we'll hear from everyone, 888-729-9494. The shift, the mentality shift, the emotional shift, all of us as Philadelphia sports fans, 888-729-9494. Here's another one, John, and I'm going to tie an Eagle into a Sixer. So let's talk about Markelle Fultz. Let's talk about Nelson Agholor. In the 2016 season, Nelson Agholor struggled on the field, and I think it's fair to say emotionally, about as much as I think we've just about ever seen a Philadelphia athlete struggle, and in a couple of instances be very forthcoming about it. In one instance, he was really angry. He was full of anger toward everyone. Speaking, I think it was after a game. He was ticked off at questions. And you could tell, like, this guy seemed like he was ready to just burst. He was explosive with anger that one time. And then, like, a week or two later in 2016, it was almost like he melted down with, you know, just such a remarkable lack of confidence. It was so dramatic, and it was like, oh, my God. Like, you feel bad for the guy as a person. Like, oh, my God. And then the Eagles held him out of a game. I guess maybe a joint decision, maybe, between Peterson and Agholor. I mean, who knows who ultimately made that call? They didn't play him in a game. But what happened the next year? He came back and balled out. That guy played a great season. They changed his role. They found a little bit of a better role for him in the slot. But he played great. How does that relate to Markelle Fultz? I think it was an indicator to all of us that sometimes as Philly sports fans, our natural inclination to just be mad at the guy. So, I mean, look, was I still mad at Jahlil Okafor 3 months ago before they traded him? Yeah, I was. I mean, I just think the guy stinks. I don't know if I'm mad. I just thought the guy stunk. And he's going to stink. He's not going to have a productive NBA career. He'll hang around for a few years and then the NBA will get rid of him because he's not very good. I mean, I'm not going to ever move off that. That's a fact.
He does stink.
He stinks.
I mean, it's proven by the fact that he can't even get time.
He's a bad player on the Nets.
With the Nets.
He can't get time on the Nets.
But there are some.
But Fultz was like, let's give him some space. Agholor, Kendricks, Kelsey, Patrick Robinson wasn't supposed to be any good. It's like the Kelsey speech. The Kelsey speech to me is, hey, you know what? Markelle Fultz, I feel bad for him. Let's encourage the guy and hope that it comes together. Now, again, you and I were critical yesterday of he's still not shooting from the outside, but that's being a value. That's evaluating the performance. But I'm in the guy's corner. And that's where I feel like Philadelphia sports.
I am too.
It's changed a little bit.
And I was saying he's not meant to even be on the court in the playoffs, yet I too am in his
corner.
You
know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I want him to do well. You know, I am sympathetic. I am softer. Some of that edge that was once there has been, I don't know, loved away or something because we've experienced the highest of the highs.
Now, here's the thing. The trick will be how long does it last? When's it change and how does it change?
Well, I don't know how I feel about
that. Well, see,
I don't know how I feel about becoming softer and recognizing
well,
that.
I'm certain that it won't last forever. I mean, I really am. I mean, again, we'll never ever have to deal with, you know, your team, the Eagles, have never won a Super Bowl. And, I, you know, I'm a Ravens fan, and I got two. I'm a Steelers fan, and I got six. I'm a Cowboys fan, blah, 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 blah. Okay, that's done forever. But, I mean, do I think Edge will come back? Of course. I mean, if the Flyers, for instance, if the Flyers were to just fall apart in the last 2-3 weeks here and miss the playoffs, that would be a problem. Because they should make the playoffs given where they were and where they still are. But it's a little tenuous because they have had a bad last 3 weeks. So, you know, is their bite still in there? Yeah, there's some bite. But, I mean, now take the Eagles chant, which years ago, when it used to happen in Phillies games and Flyers games and Sixers games, I thought it was just flat disrespectful to those organizations. Now when I hear the Eagles chant at the other team's games, I get a kick out of it. It's a it's a celebration of Philadelphia sports. It's cool. And the
players on the court, yeah. I mean, the 76ers, it seems like they're cool with it too. Like, when I put myself in that position, when I was playing, if someone was given a 76ers, you know, like whatever chant, the whole stadium was doing it, I think I would have been offended.
I mean, yeah.
Like, hey, wait a second. Yeah. You're here to watch and support us, and you're talking about another team.
Right.
But it doesn't seem like that's the case at all.
Yeah.
Quite the opposite.
Look, I think, you know, and John obviously agrees, Philadelphia sports, us as fans, we've changed. Now, how long it lasts and all that, well, I mean, you guys tell us, 888-729-9494, but it does seem to me that as we examine us as fans, there's been a shift. I mean, there's been a total shift. There's no question about it. 888-729.
Are we less observant now that we're just happy, like fat and plump and happy, overfed? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know you.
I think in some cases we are less observant.
Yeah.
And I'll talk about that coming up.
I got to think about that. 888-729-9494. The shift for all of us as Philadelphia sports fans, Eagles win the title and what it means for all of us. 888-729. Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie, off and running. 888-729-9494.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.